Well, good morning, everybody. You're all very, very welcome. It's great to be in the house this morning. Just before we kick off with the sermon, I just want to invite somebody up this morning. It's a young girl that's heading to Belarus. And if you would just put your hands together, I'm going to call Chloe Doyle. Where is she? Here she is. Here she is. Come on. Come on. Amen. I was looking over that way because there a few minutes ago. Amen. You know what? Chloe is one of our people. This is a young girl that God has put Belarus on her heart. How old are you, Chloe?
16.
Amazing. This is your first mission trip? Yeah? Tell us why you're going to Belarus. Come on. Come on. Because she wants to. That's a good enough response. You know, but look, you know, this is one of our people, as I said, a young girl, 16 years of age, going to embrace the other side of Europe, going to help out in an orphanage, to bring God's love, you know. And at 16 years of age, I don't know what I was doing at 16 years of age, but I know I wasn't going on a missions trip. But you know what, Chloe, we applaud you. We want to send you out as a church with God's blessing, that you go and you bless those kids over in that orphanage. So, Father, we release our Lord God. We release the vision of God in you, Chloe. We release God's energy, God's strength for you to go and bring God's love to those kids in the orphanage. Amen? Amen. 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 Well done. Amen. Amen. Well, good morning. You're all very, very welcome this morning into the house. Did you all have a nice Christmas? Plenty of mince pies and all of that stuff, yeah? Amen. Good stuff. Well, you know, this morning I've been asked to do a recap on the year of 2013. And as we saw there in the video, we saw some highlights of what we've actually achieved as a church for 2013. But, you know, I'm just going to go into it in a little bit more depth. You know, I feel like I'm sounding like Cilla Black up here. You know, I'm going to do a recap and condense 52 sermons. And I think it's actually a little bit more than 52 because we had some of our magnificent seven preachers come up as well. So I think we're over the 52 sermons. But what I'm going to try and do in the next 25 minutes is to condense all of what we've heard from this ground to you this morning. Someone once said to me that they did a marriage course, and the man actually talks 10,000 words, and the woman talks 30,000 words. Well, this morning, I'm probably going to talk about 60,000 words. So this is what God has done for us as a church. And there's my husband saying, yeah. Okay. Well, we want to take a look back at 2013. We want to reflect and evaluate on what God has done in each of our lives, our success stories as a church, our accomplishments as a church, and what has happened to us and how we have grown and how we have moved forward in God. I was reading Galatians, and it says in Galatians 6:7, Paul talks to the Galatians church about reaping and sowing. You know, and sometimes reaping and sowing, it can be a negative and it can be a positive. But when Paul was talking to the Galatians church, he was talking about being positive, about reaping and sowing into the kingdom of God. There's a term that we've often heard, what goes around comes around. You know, if somebody does something wrong in life, you know, what they have reaped is what they have sown. But Paul was talking biblically. That's what Paul was talking about reaping and sowing. And the first focus about reaping is eternal life. And the second focus is about the rewards of a blessed life that we have sown in 2013 in the kingdom of God. Amen. So as we reflect back on the past year, our team for the year was what? Who remembers what the team of the year was? Come on. Who remembers? Anybody remember? What was the tagline for the year? Come on. Well done. Doing things God's way. That's right. And have we reaped? Have we sown? Have we done things God's way? Who can remember the opening scripture? It was said here about 20 minutes ago. The opening scripture of the year. Isaiah 55. That's what the opening scripture was. And Pastor Noel presented Isaiah 55 for us as a church to accept invitation to come to the waters, an invitation to come and taste of the goodness of God, to taste of the mercies of God, the grace of God, and to receive the blessings of the Almighty God. It was an invitation to come and to start the year off full, to start the year off fresh. It was an invitation to come and to taste of the living water of Jesus. He gave us an illustration from God's word when Jesus stands up in John 3:37. It was the day of the Feast of the Tabernacle, and it was where the priest would come out with a big jar of water, and the priest would take some of that water out of the jar and he would pour it on the ground. And the significance of why the priest done that was to remind the people of Israel that God kept the people in the desert, that he kept their ancestors in the desert. And we sang that song this morning, "We'll Never Walk Alone." God is faithful, and God has kept us as a church for 2013. I went through a dark season in April, but you know what? God kept me, and I'm sure there's many here in this morning that God has kept in 2013. You know, when the priest would pour out the water on the ground, it reminded them that God provided. God was the rock. God was their rock. And the people would shout and they would sing praises unto God because he kept their ancestors. He kept them in the desert. Hence why they were still alive today. You see, Jesus, fully man, stands there and he says, "If anyone is thirsty, come to me." And that same message applies today. If anyone is thirsty in this house this morning, you can come and taste of the living waters of God this morning. You see, God brings life. God brings joy. He brings fullness. And that was the first invitation of the year, to come and to taste of the living waters of God. We entered into the month of prayer in January, and we kicked it off with dedicating the first fruits unto God. We did an all-night prayer meeting. And those of you that were here that night, we marched around the walls of Jericho, but the walls of Jericho were in liberty that night. And we marched around and we sang unto God. We sang praises unto God that night. We also received a gift from God at the altar that night. We also thanked God for the blessings that he bestowed on us for the year. Through the month of January, we also did a fast. We were given God honor unto him for who he was. We didn't honor God by manipulating him for what we wanted, but we honored God as a church for the year ahead. In that honoring, some of us set aside Facebook. Some of us set aside Murder, She Wrote. I know some of you watch it out there. Some of us even set aside Match of the Day in order to seek God for the month of January. We waited on God. We listened for what God had in store for liberty for 2013. We listened to the voice of God. We were influenced by godly people. That's what we did as people. We sought after God. And it was really important that we listened for God. It was really important that we were influenced by a godly people. The first fruits for the month of January was showing God we needed him. We wanted him. We were putting him first. But also in return, what God did for us was he made us flourish as a church. He made us flourish individually. It was a year of striving. It was a year not being in the desert. It was a year of receiving living waters from God. Our tagline was doing it God's way and getting God's result. We heard a message about grace. To gain grace was to understand we are accepted without condition. We are fully accepted where we were at. It's not about how good we were or what we did, what good deeds that we did. It was about being accepted in God and fully grasping that the air that we breathe is by God's grace. When we heard about grace, it was preceded with a message about obeying God, knowing God's word, reading God's word through the ear. And we heard of an example about Moses. Moses knew God when he built the tabernacle. You see, Moses, he built the tabernacle exactly the way God told him to build it. Even down to the curtains, even down to the curtain poles, to the curtain hoops, Moses listened to God. And out of that listening, he got the tabernacle exactly right. And when he got the tabernacle exactly right, God came down and visited with the people. God's patterns brings God's results. The word of God is everything. Obeying the word of God is paramount. What he speaks is life. What he speaks is bread. What he speaks is honey. It's strength. It's fire. It's a hammer. It's everything it needs to be. Do it his way and we get God's results. Through the month of prayer in January, we claimed and we staked out the land in Clondalkin and in Bray. We went out in the freezing cold weather and we went out and we claimed the land of Clondalkin and Bray. We went and we prayed out and we actually set down, what were they? Capstones. We set them down in certain places in Clondalkin and Bray. And we claimed the land for God, that God's revival would come in Clondalkin and Bray. That's what we did as a church. The first women's ministry group was set up in Clondalkin on a Monday morning. Wow, am I right? Yeah, amen. We established the prayer ground in Bray on a Tuesday evening. We saw after God, and in return, this is what God did. In the month of February, we had our first fire conference. Who was here at the fire conference last year? Amen. The fire of God came down on that weekend. We discovered that God came in the fullness at that weekend. We heard many messages from key speakers. Jeff Roy, Ellen Sullivan, Stephen Mons, Noel Kenny. And we were filled with the fire of God that weekend. And the theme and the message for the weekend was about how, I'm running out of breath, how key figures in the Bible passed on the blessing of God, such as Elijah, such as Abraham. Abraham passed on his lineage and the blessings down to Isaiah and Jacob through the laying on of hands. And we, the people of Liberty, were called as fathers and mothers to rise up in a time of a fatherless generation, in a time of a motherless generation, and believe that we are who we are through the grace of God. And we received the laying on of hands from the fathers and the mothers of the faith, Noel Kenny, Chris Rowe, Gary Davison, Ellen Sullivan, Sean and Susan Malarkey, Stephen Mons, and from them blessings of God to equip us for the year ahead and to build the kingdom of God. Amen? Amen. I need to take a drink of water. Another historic moment that took place in February, as we've seen on the video clip, was Pastor Rob and Patrice Duff were set out to pastor the local church in Bray. We heard a message from Rob on being called to build the kingdom of God in Bray. And what a phenomenal morning that was. A young pastor and his wife being sent out to Bray to build the kingdom of God, to flourish out in Bray. And, you know, as a result of that, there's about 60 people that are steadily coming to the church. And God is going to continue to build. God is going to continue to grow Bray, Liberty Bray. Amen? Amen. Amen. What time is it? Okay. A team of people from Liberty embraced their first mission trip to Lesotho. And a team of people from this church also went out to Belarus. In the month of February and March, Noel continued the series on doing things God's way. Doing things God's way, we embraced the message of the cross, on taking hold of everything the cross means for us. The aim for doing things God's way for 2013 was to be confident to get God's results by how we do family, how we do relationships, trusting God's word, reading the Bible, finding answers in God's word. Isaiah 55, our opening scripture, was seek the Lord. Seek the Lord. Seek him and he will be found. Call on him while he is near. We heard Jay say, "For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, declares the Lord." Jay brought that message this morning in the rally call. And that was the scripture that held us through the year. That we were not to do it our own way. We were not to seek our own thoughts, but we were to seek God's way. We were to trust and understand things God's way. We also heard a message about how we do church God's way. How we, the church, should see ourselves as the bride of Christ. That we, the church, is God's mandate. We are God's mandate agency for world transformation. It's us he has chosen to use to bring his transformation, his transforming message of reconciliation to a lost world. And as we've seen from that clip, we went out to Clondalkin, out to Bray, and we brought the good news message of the Bible out there. And as a result of that, we have seen salvations, we have seen restoration, we have seen healings come to liberty because we have done things God's way. We heard a guest speaker, Shane Bone, who brought a message about missional living. We all have a part in God's orchestra. We all have our own instrument that we play, each and everyone here in this house. Elder Egri Gregory brought a message about a decision on the cross. He spoke of the two thieves on the cross with Jesus and how we as a church have to make a decision on how we respond to the cross. Who am I? What is the meaning of the cross to me? Doing things God's way is the only way to get God's results. Executive Elder Peter brought a message about entering into God's rest, salvation rest, where we know peace with God and God's peace with us. I brought a message about spiritual rest, that we partner with Jesus, that we take the yoke of Jesus upon us, that we lay all our burdens down before him, because Jesus is the solution. He is the one that will take our troubles. He is the one that takes our disappointments, our regrets. And when we give all of that to Jesus, we find freedom. Amen. Easter Sunday, a message about the life of Jesus in us, about Jesus coming to deal with sin in us, to die for our sin. The purpose was he was giving mankind a way out. You know, some of the accomplishments we witnessed as a body of believers was hearing from the team of communicators throughout the year as they delivered their 7-minute sermons. We had messages from the Magnificent Seven, such as Anne Tynan, Paul Valentine, Paul Kelch, Paul Martin, Stephen Conway, Stephen Cassidy, Matthew Sweeney, Jason Rafferty, and Jason O'Sullivan. And we heard messages from these upcoming preachers about what God wanted to do through Liberty. We heard messages again that restored us, messages that set us free, messages that brought healing into our lives. Now we're in April, and I'm nearly there, I think. You know, doing things God's way, we embraced on a new series about mental health. And you know, it was a challenging time for a lot of us in the house. It brought up a lot of stuff in people in the house. But God was faithful. God was faithful, and God brought people through. And the tagline for mental health was, "Your mind is your own business, so mind your own business." The key to a sound mind is to understand why knowing we have a purpose, that we have a purpose in God. Being mentally healthy is knowing there is a plan, there is a purpose for our lives. We cannot afford as people to have a thought in our mind that contradicts what God has already said about us. You see, it says in Ephesians 2:10 that we are God's workmanship. We're created in Christ Jesus to do good works which God prepared in advance for us. You see, we don't have a purpose. If we don't have a purpose, we lose sight of our destiny. We lose hope, and our mind becomes fertile ground for seeds of destruction in our thinking. You see, thought patterns will make us or they will break us. And the good news we learned from this series was they could be broken. They could be shifted. Because we had to come into agreement to believe that the plans of God for us was agreeing that the lies in our minds were not of God. Amen. We had to make a conscious decision about what God said about us was truth. Not the lies that we were listening to, but what about what God said, that God has a plan and a purpose for each of our lives. Through the series about mental health, one of the messages we heard was to declare the truth about ourselves. You know, there were assumptions behind the lies. There were some assumptions behind those lies. And we were to laugh at the lie. We were to laugh at the lies that we were a failure. We're not failures in God's. We were to laugh at our past failures, that we would not have a future. We were to laugh at the lies of the enemy. As Christian people in this house, as disciples in this house, we were to laugh at those lies and take hold of God's truth and believe God's truth, that God had a plan and a purpose for each of our lives. We were to denounce the lie. Again, another part of the message was that we were to laugh at the lie. Some Christians were living like they had a viper in their minds, that a viper, a snake, was hatching little eggs in their minds and telling them lies upon lies. But God says, denounce the lie, that there is no situation that's impossible for me. Accepting who we are in God, Jesus said, I'm coming. I'm coming to set you free. You see, the opening scripture, Isaiah 55, was to come and to take the living waters of God. And Jesus, in this series of mental health, tells us to come, that he was going to set us free, that we were going to stand on the scorpions, that we were going to stand on the snakes. You see, Jesus said in that series, you will know me, you will know my light, you will know my truth, and I will set you free. We also heard a message about hopelessness, people that were struggling with hopelessness in mental health, that the lies that they were believing was that they were abandoned by God, that God had abandoned them. People were tuned in and believing that God had abandoned them, that he was doing nothing about their situation. They bought into the lie. But the truth is, we were to laugh at the lie. We were to laugh at the lie that God had abandoned us. You see, the message that came out of that sermon was, hope is living with joyful expectation of a better tomorrow, that Jesus is with me every day. Hope is living with a joyful expectation of a better tomorrow, that Jesus is with me every day. We heard a message about healing. To have a sound mind to healthy living was we received the healing balm of Gilead. Who remembers that? What a phenomenal sermon. The healing balm of Gilead, where we came to the altar and we received the healing balm of Gilead. The healing oil of Yahweh God. Yahweh God that healed nations. He brought wholeness to nations. You see, healing could only be found through God. You see, God's response to an evil world was to give a child. He gave us his son. He gave us the son of the most living God. He was the healing oil. It was Jesus was the gift that healed our mental health in that series. Noel concluded the series on mental health with a call for Christians to come to the altar. It was a time when the priests in the Old Testament would come and they would sacrifice animals to God, and the priests would be covered in their white linen pods, would be covered in blood. And it was a time where we were asked to lay down our life. It was a time where we were asked to sacrifice everything in our lives. And it was a time where we would come and receive the fire of God. It was a time where we would be known as flaming Christians. That we as priests, we would climb up onto the altar of God and we would worship God and we would call down the fire of God. That we would engage with the Holy Spirit. That we would ask the Holy Spirit to lead us. The sacrifices that we laid everything down, past, present, and future. And we let the fire of God fall on us. For our marriages, for singlehood, for friendship, for heart issues, for work issues, for finances, for ministries in the Lord, that we set them all down on the altar. And when we set them down, we were setting down our agenda. We were setting down our agenda as a people. We were bringing it to the temple of God. And in return, God restored us. God restored us as a people. Throughout the month of June and August, we had a variety of messages. We had some in-house speakers and we had guest speakers that came. One of the messages that we heard was breaking alliances. It was breaking alliances we had made that will cause us to fall. That we had made alliances in our own lives that would set us up for a fall. And it was a message that where we could come and that we could break off those alliances that we had made. We heard of a message about being baptized with the fire of the Holy Spirit, about being sealed with the fire, about being sealed with the fire of the Holy Spirit of God. We also heard a message about being into the deep, being filled again deeply with the Holy Spirit. And you can, and the good thing about all these messages is you can go back and listen to the podcast. Another historic moment that we had in Liberty was on the 7th of July when we sent out our second location pastors, Thomas and Joanne Curtis. We sent them out to a location in Finglas. And we heard a message that morning from Thomas about the vision of God for Liberty Finglas, about radically reaching a community that was riddled with drugs, that was riddled with crime, that was riddled with hopelessness. And we heard Tom O'Come and bring a message about the vision that God had put on him for Finglas. And out of that vision, they have started up their youth group, their children's group, and God has poured out his love into that nation. You see, the vision that God gave Liberty 2 years ago to our senior leader has come to pass, and only part of the vision has started to hatch, and there's much more to come. The vision that he birthed in Noel 2 years ago is beginning to come into alignment with God's word. It's beginning to come into alignment with God's plan that he has for this city. Amen. Our location pastors, Rob and Patrice Duff, they went from a Sunday evening service to a Sunday morning service. And the movement of God has just begun to flood into Liberty Bray. They begin to do outreaches out in Old Court. They've begun to just reach out to that nation and love that city of Bray. We've had the great big day out in three areas, Clondalkin, Bray and City. Again, where we outreach to the local community with the help of our friend Gary Wheat and the American team. Who remembers Gary? Amen. We continued on through the summer doing things God's way. That's what we're about in this house. We heard from God in January and now we're in July. And the blessings of God has still began to fall upon us as a church. Doing things God's way, we've reached out. We've reached out and we've brought people into this house. We heard a message about decluttering, about clearing out our minds of things that hinder us from hearing the voice of God. We also heard another message about peace and grace, a message that was brought by Dennis Bourne. And he spoke out of Acts 2. About Peter filled with the Holy Spirit. And he is filled with the Holy Spirit four times in Acts. And Dennis brought that message and tells us how we can still continue to be filled with God's Holy Spirit even today. Amen. We heard a message from Ellen Sullivan about responding to the call of God that we are the earth's bright stars, that we are heaven's stars, that God has placed us in this city for such a time as this, that we go out and that we shine our light, that we shine like heaven's stars. Dare and faith was a message spoken by Gary Wheat, that we step out and that we be bold in our faith, that we tell people about Jesus, that we bring the good news to people that we do family with, that we do life with, that we do work with, that we do our community with. That we have a daring faith and that we go out and branch out and bring the good news message. One of our very own in this house brought his first sermon that was passionate. It was Jason Rafferty, And if you remember that morning, he came and he spoke about the dream coat of God, about wearing the coat of God. And that message was so filled with compassion that he told us that there are times and seasons for wearing many different coats that God has for us. And some will fit us well, and some of us that we will grow out of. And it was a message full of impact. It was a message full of God's grace and God's goodness and God's plans for us as a people. Another message that was brought was about letting God grab hold of you again. About letting God elevate you up. About being lifted up in the spirit. A message to stop doing life on autopilot. But a message that was brought that was out of Ezekiel 37 about the valley of dry bones. That nothing is impossible to God. Nothing is impossible to him. Do we believe that God can restore? Yes, we do. And it was a message that if you were dried up, if you were all crinkled, crinkly up bones, that God could breathe on you. He could blow from the four corners of the earth and breathe life and liberty again. Amen. We entered into September. And in September, we brought a series about radical discipleship. And what a series. Who can remember the four steps to radical discipleship? Go on. Amen. Good man. Good man. Good stuff. Amen. It was to know, to flow, to grow, and to go. And the tagline for that radical series was, it's a lifestyle for a lifetime. Being a disciple of God is a lifestyle for a lifetime. We read from scripture of Matthew 28:18. A disciple is a learner. A disciple is a student gaining knowledge, mastering a subject, mastering living or life in some way. The goal of the disciple is to become like the master. What we looked at through this series was to be a disciple of God. From the following messages was to learn how to radically forgive, to be radically restored by Cecil Stewart, a guest speaker who brought that message, to be radically sent, to be radically loved, radically serving, radical honor, radical praying, radical putting God first, radical obedience, radical provision, radical multiplication by Rob Dunn. Liberty Church, one church in many locations, doing radical discipleship all over this nation. Amen. 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 Okay, it's 10 past 12. I'm nearly there. Amen. Too many minutes. In September, Liberty hosted a concert in Liberty City and Liberty Bray. It was the Fields of Life Choir by Nate and Jess. And they came and they performed a concert here in this house and in Bray. And those little children sang their hearts out about the goodness of God, about the faithfulness of God and what God had done for them. In October, all our locations came together and there was water baptisms out in Bray. And if you remember that day, we were nearly took out, all of us, out into the sea as the storm was raging. It was so ferocious, that storm that day, our sea that day. Poor Pastor Noel and Pastor Rob were nearly taken out. But you know, it was a phenomenal day. We had up to nearly 20 people baptized that day. God is faithful. God is good. Vicky Gregory was set in as the new director of youth. Vicky's in the house this morning. Amen. Vicky was our new director that was set in. And she took over the youth called Intensify. And their first lunch in this house was a sleepover where they all got together in their onesies. I was raging I wasn't here that night. But anyway, but they marked their night as a sleepover in onesies. You know, Vicky, the new director for all the locations. Look what God is doing. God birthing something in Vicky to be the director for Liberty Churches in all our locations. Amen. In November, Liberty Finglas launched its first breakfast club. Up to 20 boys attended, and the first men's group also started out in Finglas. In the month of November, Liberty City and Liberty Bray hosted the gathering. Guest speaker Rob Carley, with the funny looking teeth, if you remember that morning. He had some set of Delph on him that morning. He delivered a message about the importance of family and coming home, the gathering. What does it mean? What does the gathering mean? What does family mean? What does family mean in the body? It means about loving each other, caring for each other, looking out for each other, keeping each other's back. Amen. And then we proceeded then with the never-ending story, the run-up to Christmas. The 1st of December, we started our Christmas season with looking at Advent. You know, throughout history and in the Old Testament, about something about to arrive. Something was about to change history. Something was about to change history forever. We embarked on the adventure of Jesus, the arrival of Jesus coming. We heard the following messages about, there was something about Mary. There was just something about that girl. There was something up with that girl. And something about Mary was that she was carrying the child of the Most High. God had birthed the seed for mankind in Mary. The promises of God were being fulfilled. We heard a message about the star trackers, about the magi following the star, following the beacon of light that came from the sky. We heard a message about no silent night. There was chaos and excitement of the arrival of the Savior of the world. We heard our kids and our youth Christmas program, where we had the Christmas story told through the Bohemian Rhapsody tune and a chorus of Christmas songs from our young children. Christmas morning was a message about receiving the gift of life, about receiving the love of God. The month of December, we saw the hand and the provision of God for the great big giveaway. We were entertained from John Hyland and the team with a variety show where they raised up to €1,000 for the great big giveaway. The Ross Dunn Memorial Night also raised funds towards the great big giveaway. We, the church, donated food, we donated money, our time, our energy into serving for this great cause. We were believing as a church for 1,000 hampers. Last year, we delivered 500. We were believing this year for 1,000 hampers in 2013. And God exceeded our expectations. God delivered 1,100 hampers into Clondalkin, into Bray, into Finglas, and into City Centre. And I applaud you, Liberty, for all your giving and your serving in throughout the great big giveaway. And I'm finished. We have sown and we have reaped. We have reaped the promises of God this year as a church. We have gone over and beyond our own expectations. God has kept us, Liberty. And for some of us, it was a challenge through 2013. But God has been faithful. God has been faithful. And I'm going to ask the worship team to come back. And the only way I know how to end this year, because in 2 days' time, we're going to be entering into a new year. And we're going to do all this all over again. Amen? Amen. Even better. Even better, brother. You know, we have sown and we have reaped the promises of God. And in thankfulness to God and in faithfulness to God, I want to ask all of us to stand and to give the next 15 minutes in worship and adoration and exaltation into the King of Kings that we serve in this house. God has been faithful to Liberty. God has been good to this church, to Bray, to Finglas, to Clondalkin. If I could just keep your attention just for a few minutes, folks. We've witnessed college graduates from the School of SALT, the School of Advanced Leadership Training Programs, people passing their driving tests, their junior cert, their leaving cert, their entrance exams, college graduation, new jobs, engagements in the house, Will and Donna, Greg and Becky, Jay and Niamh. We have witnessed in this house for 2013 a lot of new salvations, new growth, new expansion throughout Liberty as we have done things God's way and we have got God's results. We have also set in our own Director of Pastoral Care, Stephen Conway, where Stephen and the team have served faithfully to this house, the needs of the people in this house, where they have met with people in this house, people that have struggled in their walk with God. And the team have come and they've set aside time to help people along the journey. That's what Liberty's about. It's about keeping each other's backs and walking this walk with others. It's about walking in other people's shoes. That's what we do in this house. As we wave goodbye to 2013, in 2 days' time, let us embrace the good of 2013 and let go of the bad memories or the bad mishaps that have happened to us in 2013. But let us take the good of 2013 into 2014. And that's a charge for everyone here this morning, that we take the goodness of God from 2013 into 2014. Because God is good. Let us reap and let us sow for 2014. Amen. And as we go out this morning, give your worship unto God. Give it to him. God loves you. Give your worship unto him. Honor God this morning with your worship. Let go of any inhibitions this morning. Because if God has kept you through 2013, that's something to shout and to praise about. Just like the Israelites did. When Jesus poured the water on the ground, they shouted and they sang praises unto God. And this morning, Liberty, I want to charge you this morning to come and to shout and to sing praises unto our God. A God that so deserves our praises. Amen. Let's enter in this morning. Amen.